If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting, the March Madness Bracket Edition for Wednesday, March 15th. I'm your host, Doug Reed, and as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. This is a Sports Ethos presentation. If you haven't already, go to sportsethos.com and check out our site. Lots of packages, lots of free information, podcasts, articles across all the major sports, including golf, including disc golf even. Whether you're a fantasy fan, a wagering DFS fan of baseball, basketball, NFL, hockey, we've got it all there. Lots of great packages, lots of free information, free advice. But on today's show, I'm going to give you my five tenets of March Madness brackets. What I think you should look at and consider when filling them out that I have. And hopefully you get some insights, some thoughts, and help you filling out your brackets. So let's dive right in. I've got five tenets that I've built over the last couple of years. I love doing this show. It's a great time of the year, but I think this is not a wagering per se. It's just purely looking at how to fill it out, little game theory, little strategy, and then I'm going to go through my picks. So I start. Tenet number one, know the rules of your pool. Now, most pools that you go into, the typical office pool or an online pool, have a pretty standard scoring system. There's six rounds in the NCAA tournament starting this Thursday. And in the first round, most pools give you 1 point for each pick. So there's 32 games across 1 point for each pick, 32 points. Second rounds are across this Friday and Saturday games, 2 points to most pools, so 32 points again. The third round is next Thursday and Friday, 8 games in that. Usually have 4 points per pick, so 32 points in total. The fourth round is next Saturday and Sunday. There'll be 4 games in that. So at 8 points usually per game, so 32 points total. Then you get to the semifinals, which will be the following Saturday. 2 games there, 16 points in total. And then if you pick the championship team correctly, obviously 1 game and 32 points there as well. So each round, 6 rounds, 32 points available. That's your standard scoring system. And what I think it's important to understand is if you do a smaller pool, so kind of a family and friends pool. So I run a pool. I'm going to go over in a second. I have a different scoring system. If you're going into large office pools, know your scoring system. Is there a bonus point for upset picks? So if you're picking a lower ranked team, do you get a 1, a 2 point, a 3 point bonus? It's important to know that, especially in the early rounds, because those points can certainly add up. But if you go through the standard scoring system I just read off, clearly, if you pick the winner, you get 32 points. So you could have a terrible first round. So 32 games in the first round. You could go 10-12 and be nowhere near first place. But you're only maybe 6 or 8 points out of first place. But if you pick the winner of the entire pool, you make 32 points in the final round. If you pick the two winners, the two semifinalists, 16 points for each of those games. So it's important to understand the scoring. In my pool, for example, I change it up a little. I do the standard 1 point in the first, 2 points in the second, 4 points in the third, 8 points in the fourth round. So same as most pools. But then I devalue a little the final two rounds. I give 10 points per win in the semifinals. So there's a total of 20 there. And 20 points if you pull, obviously, a total of 20 there as well. I like that strategy because it gives a little more value to picking the early games correctly. I also give a bonus point in each of the first four rounds if you pick an upset. So if you are picking a few upsets, if you do a really good job picking the early rounds, you can have a bit of leg up on the competition. You may not pick the team that wins it, but you've gained more points early in the pool. And you don't necessarily have to live and die and just winning, picking the finalists. And the reason I like that is a lot of pools, obviously there are a lot of people that go in pools that don't follow basketball. They just do it for fun. It's the office pool. Let me throw 10 bucks in. It's fun water cooler chat. And I'm just going to pick a bunch of favorites or a bunch of big name teams. and they get lucky and they pick the finalist, and lo and behold, they win or almost win the pool. And you're left scratching your head thinking, I follow basketball. I did my research. I picked a lot of the early games correctly. You know, I knew who some of the upsets were. I knew who some of the mid-majors that are going to have a bit of a run were. But you get crushed because you didn't pick – maybe you picked a number one seed to get to the final, but they lost. Somebody else picked another number one seed, and they won, and they blow you out. So I like valuing the early rounds a little more, but it's important to understand the scoring. Most pools, if you're doing anything online or if you're doing a larger office pools, they are the standard. As I said, 32 points per each round, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32 points in each of the rounds. Just know what it is. Know if there are bonuses. If there are bonuses, how much are they? Do you really want to pick a bunch of upsets early? I know that's a trendy thing to do. And if you listen to a lot of the talking heads and the experts out there, they'll give you some pretty hot Furman over Duke picks, for example. But you don't want to get caught picking a lot of those if there's no real value. Maybe you're running in a pool. Maybe you're in a pool where there's a 2-point value or a 4-point value for upset picks. Well, then all of a sudden, you start to look at some upsets a lot more. That 9 versus 8 seed, which is a very easy upset pick to make. That 10 versus 7, which often wins as well. Not often, but can win and can be a lot more valuable to you if there are points involved for upset picks. So know your scoring. First thing you need to do, it's very easy. Any site that you go on or anybody running a pool, just ask them what the scoring system is. Any site you go on, you're a couple clicks away, you can quickly find the scoring. So important to know that for sure. Tenet number 2 for March Madness brackets. Know the size of your pool. And this is very important. So there, to me, there are 3 kinds of pools. One is your family and friends. And that's anywhere from, I'm going to call it 50 people and below, but realistically, it's 20 to 30 people in it.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Everybody throws in a nominal value, and it's just a fun pool. You get a lot of people, most people who don't know, aren't hardcore hoops fans necessarily. Just a fun thing, gives everybody a reason to watch. The second group is, I would say, that office pool, where you get 50 to 150 people, a bunch of people thrown in their brackets. The majority of them, same thing, are very casual, if not fans at all, but you're going to get a few more knowledgeable people. I'm not going to say sharp, and the term in sports betting is the pros, the experts are the sharps. You're going to get a few more people who actually follow it and maybe have even done hours of research and paid a little more attention. And then the next group is really 150 and above. And this goes up to 10,000 entries, all the major sports publications and websites. A lot of them have free entries. You know, if you pick a perfect bracket, win $1 million. But you're going against you and 10,000 of your closest buddies. So total different strategies to take in these 3 kinds of pools. So let me start with the first one, that 50 and below, I'll call it. This is what I call your family and friends, smaller pool. And traditionally in this, I think the best strategy is to take the chalk. And chalk is a sports gambling term for taking the favorites. So you take the majority of the favorites. Everybody loves to take crazy upsets. Everybody loves to talk about that. You know, they pick number 14 over a 3. They picked Kennesaw State to upset Xavier in the first round, and nobody else picked that, and they got a 1-point advantage. So that's a lot of fun for sure. It's a lot of bragging rights you have. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to win. So I may miss out on a few upsets early, but if I can pick the chalk or the favorites deeper into the pool, I'm going to get a lot more points. And when I went back to my, you know, the first point of the scoring systems, you know, if you're doing the standard scoring system, if you're in the fourth round of the pool, you're getting, so you're in the final four, you're getting 8 points for a victory. So that's a lot more important than picking Kennesaw State to beat Xavier and get 1 point, maybe even a bonus, maybe you get 2 points. But if you get the right teams in the final four, you're getting 8 points for wins. That quickly negates those first round upsets that everybody loves to talk about, that Cinderella story that everybody loves to talk about. And if you're in a smaller pool, you're going to get a lot of people just kind of rolling through with their favorites. And the important part of this pool isn't necessarily the first three rounds. It's the last three rounds, because that's when the maximum points are scored, especially the championship game. So if you have a Kennesaw State beating Xavier, you don't want to run them through three or four rounds, because there's a very slim chance they win that first round. And if they don't, you're missing out on all the future points that could be accrued by taking Xavier over Kennesaw State, or anybody over Kennesaw State. And as you get deeper, the favorites tend to go a little further. And I'm going to talk a little on some of the percentages, some of the stats on how many teams win in what round to look at. But traditionally, sure, there are upsets, and there are going to be some upsets. They're going to be, you know, whether it's a 15 over a 2, a 14 over a 3, a 13 over a 4, there's a good chance that one of that, maybe two of those, maybe three of those happen this year. It's happened before. Everybody's talking about this year, the tournament. There's no clear-cut favorites. There could be a lot of upsets. So I think that will happen, but the chance of you picking it and picking it right are very slim. And again, I'm just trying to win the pool. So if it's a smaller pool, I'm just looking at going favorites and making sure I get my my Sweet 16 teams, which is round three, my Elite Eight, which is round four, my Final Four, which is round five, and then my championship team, which is round six, because you're getting a lot more points in those rounds, and they're worth a whole lot more than the early upsets. The bigger pool, the office pool, that's at 50 to 150 people. In this, I think you go chalk in the end. So the final three rounds, you're still going majority favorites, but earlier pick a few upsets. And if you pick those upsets, maybe pick them to go a couple rounds. So again, a 14, a Kennesaw State over, exactly keen to take them through a couple rounds. But maybe you're looking at taking a number 11 over a 6. You know, an NC State over a Creighton, or a number 10 Utah State over Missouri. And then maybe you take them through another round. Okay. Again, risky, but in a larger pool, at the end of the day, you're going to, if there's 150 odd people in the pool, you're going to have a bunch of people who are doing, you know, the non-fanatic, non-follower of it, and they're going to take a lot of the favorites. So they're still going to have a lot of the favorites in the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four. And you're going to have to compete against them. So you want to have the favorites, i.e. the chalk, later. But I think earlier you want to try and gain some points and pick a few upsets. Nothing crazy. I am not an advocate. Again, we're trying to win this pool. Do you want to have bragging rights? You know, today or pardon, Thursday, Friday, maybe over the weekend when you go back to the office Monday, you want to have some bragging rights about these great picks? Or do you want to win the pool 3 weeks from now? I think most people want to win the pool. So maybe a couple upsets early, but don't go crazy. Don't be picking. I know people who love taking, you know, a bunch of, oh, I'll take in each of the four regionals, I'll take two or three upsets, you know, so I'm going to take a 10 and a 12. I'm going to take a 10 and a 13. I'm going to take a 10 and a maybe a 15. Bad idea, especially in a pool with a 150 people and below. Take a couple upsets, a few upsets maybe, and stay with the chalk through the later rounds. Now, if you're in the massive pools, the 150 people and above, the online pools where you're entering for free, with a big payout at the end, you're going against that literally thousands of competitors. And this one, I think you throw the first two strategies out the window. You have to take, I believe, upsets in the first couple of rounds and no chalk through the finals. And when I say upsets, understand what I mean. I don't mean go to every region and take two or three upsets. So take, you know, every 13 seed, every 14 seed, every 15 seed, because you may hit a couple, but you're going to lose out on all the others. And again, there are thousands of people, thousands of thousands. The majority of people are going to take the favorites through most of the pool and get to the end. So if it's a year where all the favorites win, you're blown out early. I would say take a couple of reasonable upsets. So, for example, in the South region, Utah State is a 10. Missouri is a 7. Utah State's actually favored by Vegas by, I think, about 2.5 points. So there's an underdog that at first blush people are going to look at. if you're looking at brand recognition, more people are going to know who Missouri is than Utah State, for sure. More people live in Missouri and around Missouri. More people are going to be fans of Missouri. More people probably went to the University of Missouri than Utah State. And at first blush, Missouri's a 7, Utah State's a 10. Okay. Well, if you're looking to win a massive pool, I think you take the Utah States of the world, have them to win the first round. Then maybe they go against the winner of Arizona Princeton, which would probably be Arizona. Maybe have them pull off that upset. Because if you do, then you gain a huge jump on the competition. You're ahead of thousands of people that are not picking Utah State to beat Arizona. Then maybe when you get to the next round, they're probably going to face a Baylor, a Creighton, maybe an NC State. Those are the teams kind of coming out of the competition there. Do you pick Utah State to win again? That's a pretty risky proposition. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe then you go back to the a little more favorites. Do that a couple times at most, and you're ahead of a huge amount of competition. Now, very, very huge amount of variance involved here, and very slim chance you're going to win, but you're taking these lottery tickets here. Do not take a 16 to go 2 or 3 rounds. Do not take a 15 to go 2 or 3 rounds. Hey, it might happen. It's going to happen one day. But very, very slim chance of that happening. So take a reasonable guess, run with it for a couple rounds. You know, Penn State is a 10 seed. They won yesterday. They're going against Texas A&M. I actually like Texas A&M to win that game and go far, but Penn State is hot. They are very hot. And 10 seeds who have won the play-in game, which they did last night, tend to make a run in the tournament. So do you take a 10 Penn State to beat Texas A&M? Then they got to play the winner of Texas versus Colgate, probably Texas. Okay, you know what? They're hot. They could probably beat Texas. I would think in that game, Texas is probably a 5 or 6 point favorite. Well, then maybe they can win there. Then they got to go through probably Xavier, Iowa State, Pittsburgh. Maybe they can win that. Then all of a sudden, you've got them in the Final Four, Elite Eight / Final Four. One, maybe two of those strategies. Then, so you don't take, you take a bunch of favorites with a few solid upsets that you have going through a few rounds. Then when you get to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds, don't go full chalk. So don't just go, you know, all the number one seeds, all the number two seeds, because thousands of other people. Well, this is where you take a little more higher ranked team to run the table. So a Virginia in the South, they're 4. Now they're not, a lot of people think they're going to lose in the first round, but a Virginia coached by Tony Bennett, won a national championship a couple years ago, also lost to a 16 seed the year before. But nobody, I don't think many people are going to pick them to win. But they have the ability to go far. So, you know, they could beat Virginia. They're favored, going to be favored in the first round against Furman. Probably face San Diego State or Charleston in the second round. Probably favored there. Then there's a good chance they come up against Alabama or West Virginia. Okay, Alabama's number one seed in the country. Maybe you pick Virginia to beat them and roll to the final and maybe win. Because, again, if you're just going, pick a couple strategic upsets early, but then in the end, you revert back to all the chalk, all the number one and two seeds. Thousands of people are also on that. And you have to be, you have to know you're picking the winner, the two teams in the final, the 4 teams in the Final Four, the 8 teams in the Elite Eight, because somebody will in those thousands. So instead, I think you pivot a little and take a, you know, a 3, 4, or 5 seed, maybe a couple of them, to get to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and the championship game. So maybe you put, I'm not promoting Virginia, and I rarely do these bigger pools. I think I went in one online, and I've got Kansas State winning. So they're in the East region. They're a number 3 seed. I think I've got them going against Duke. Well, in my bracket, I've got them going against Duke. But I think I have them getting to the championship game and either winning or I forget exactly who I did. I think I had them versus Texas A&M. So Texas A&M is a 7 seed, but I think Texas A&M is underrated. Although, as I said earlier, Texas A&M's got to beat Penn State, then Texas, Xavier, Houston maybe. They've got a tough road ahead. Point is, when you get to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds in a massive pool like that, pick some strategic plays, some higher-ranked teams, not the 1, not the 2, maybe a 3, 4, 5, get them to the finals, and if they win, you win. It's a total lottery ticket, okay? The first two strategies, the family and friends, the under 50 pool, you're playing to win, heavy chalk. The office pool, fairly heavy chalk, maybe a couple upsets early, heavier chalk later in the pool, and hope that you pick the right teams to win. If you're in the lottery ticket, the 150 people and above, you've got to take some chances because you're going to have people who go on that and submit a bracket of all favorites the whole way. You're going to have people who submit all favorites but one or two upsets. You're going to people have a bracket where people submit all favorites but they pick one 3 seed to run the whole way. You're going to have all kinds of variations of what people pick. So I think in a larger pool like that, you pick a couple low seed strategic upsets to go a few rounds. And then when you get to the final few rounds, you pick a couple strategic higher seeds, but not the elite teams to pull out the win. So the last one, again, lottery ticket. I got to be honest, I haven't done a lot of those. I haven't won a lot of those, but when I've seen them, that's traditionally how they're won. And it's more the family and friends. I think most people listening, most people doing it are in family and friends and then the office pool. A lot of people enter multiple brackets. One's just with some buddies. One's in an office pool. So hopefully that helps knowing the size of the pool. Strategy number three is know the odds of winning. And I think this is what a lot of people do not factor in. Everybody loves taking the upsets. Everybody loves the water cooler chat, as I said earlier. And that's what this is about. I mean, it's about fun. Nobody's really usually betting a whole lot of money on it. It's about having fun. But again, we're trying to win. So I'm going to quickly go through some stats here. In what was considered the modern era of NCAA basketball since tournament expanded in 1985. So 37 years worth of data. I'm going to tell you the seed and how many times they've won. So when I say a seed, there are four number one seeds. Okay, there are four regions. They all have a number one seed, number two, right down to number 16 seeds. So in the 37 years of this data being tracked, 24 times a number one seed has won the tournament. So one of the four number one seeds have won the tournament 24 out of 37 times. That's 64.9, almost 65, almost two-thirds of the time a number one seed will win. So when I say chalk, when I say take the favorites, if you don't know anything about it or you're just quickly glancing at it, two-thirds of the time, one of the number one seeds have won. The number two seed has won five times, 13.5%. The number three seed has won four times, 10.8% of the time. The number four seed has won once, 2.7%. Number five seed has never won. A number six, number seven, and number eight have all won once, so 2.7%. Anything eight and below or a nine and below has never won the tournament. So do not pick a nine and below team to win the tournament. It may happen one day. And, you know, last couple of years, and especially this year with such a wide variety of teams that everybody thinks could win, it will happen probably eventually, but it hasn't in 37 years. So again, two-thirds of the time, the winner of your pool, of your bracket, starts the pool as a number one seed. 13.5% of the time, it's a two seed. Call it 11% of the time, it's a three seed. And then only 2.7% of the time, it's a 4, 6, 7, or 8. So big pool, 150 to 10,000 people, maybe you look at that 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seed. They've only won 2.7% of the time. But if you pick the right one, you basically remove 96, 97% of the competition. Smaller pools, you're trying to win. Go with the chalk because the top, if you take the one and two seeds, what's that? If we add that together, that's 78, a little over 78% of the time, a number one seed or number two seed has won it. So if trying to win, look at some of those numbers. Also, what I think is interesting, if you just look in the first round, so number of times and here's your upsets, the number of times upsets have happened. In the number of times number of times a seed has won in the first round. I'm going to give you stats on the number of times each seed, not going to go through every seed, but each seed has won in the first round. So a number one seeded team, 99.3% of the time has won their first round game. Virginia lost. And that was the only team about 4 years ago. Other than that, every single number one seed has beat a 16 every single game. And that accounts for 148 games. Okay, so there's been 148 times that a number one seed has played a number 16 seed. 147 of them they've won. A two seed over a 15, 93.2% of the time. A 3 seed over a 14, 85.1% of the time. A 4 seed over a 12, 79.1% of the time. Okay? Sorry, 4 over a 13, 79.1% of the time. A 5 over a 12, 64.4% of the time. So just under two-thirds of the time, a 5 wins. Everybody loves picking that 12 over 5 upset. Well, you've got a 35.8% chance of that happening. So it's certainly a chance, but you've got four of those games coming up in the next few days. And which one are you going to pick? You only have about a 35.8% chance of getting any one of them right. So a risky proposition. A 6 over 11, 61.5% of the time, a 6 seed is one. A 7 over a 10, 60.8% of the time. And the one time an upset usually does happen is an 8 versus 9. The 8 only wins 48.6% of the time. So a little better than half, the 9 seed wins 51.4% of the time. A little better than half, the 9 seed wins. Again, if you're in a pool like mine where you get bonuses for those upset picks, you know, why not lean towards the numbers? The percentages say a number 9 is going to win more often than it loses. And if you get a bonus pick, look there. But everybody, again, loves going that those trendy picks that those 12s, those 13s, those 14s. And it's a very low risk proposition. Now, the number of times the number one has got to the sweet 16, 85.1% of the time. Number two gets there 62.8% of the time. Number three, 52% of the time. So over half the time, at least the number three will get to the sweet 16. So get through the first two rounds, basically. Get through the second round. I mean, the other angle there is the lower seeds to get to the sweet 16. A number 15 has only done it 2% of the time. A number 14, 1.4% of the time. So it's only happened 22 games. The number 14 has ever got to the sweet 16. They've won to get to the sweet 16. A number 12, 14.9% of the time. A number 11, 17.6. Reason I'm giving you these stats is very, very low percentage odds of these upsets hitting. Again, everybody loves the water cooler talk. I love it as much as anything. Ribbing your buddies that you picked this game, that you picked the big upset. But the fact of the matter is, it's very hard to pick. They don't happen a lot. And especially if you're in a smaller or mid-sized pool, you really roll on the dice and you can blow up your chances of winning in the first or second round if you start to take a bunch of wild long shots. Now, I'm not saying don't take them, but take one or two of them. Okay. They're supposed to be fun. Take a couple of them. Don't go hog wild and take all the 14s. Oh, one of them's going to win. I want to talk about that. Yeah, sure. One of them might win and you'll have bragging rights, but you're 1-3. Okay. Whereas I'm 3-1 because I took all the 14s. Maybe you take a couple of the 12s. You get them wrong, you're 0-4. Maybe you get them on right, you're 1-3. Well, I take all the 12s, I'm 3-1, or I'm 2-2. Again, collectively, I'm ahead of you by taking the chalk, if that makes sense. So it's important to understand the stats. It's important to understand the odds of winning. The tournament is definitely historically skewed towards the number one and number two seeds advancing in the first round and number three. And in fact, winning a tournament, as I said, the number one and two seeds. So realize that's eight teams. There's four number ones. There's four number twos. They win, what I say, over 78% of the tournaments are won by those two teams. So understand those stats. Point number four, and not a lot of people listen to this. Most people just kind of roll their eyes when I say this. Don't go with just the Blue Bloods or your local favorite team or if you're an alumni. So if you live in the Pacific Northwest, don't just go Gonzaga because you're from there and all your buddies are going to go Gonzaga and you want to cheer for the Zags to win. Hey, you know what? If you want to cheer for them to win, go and put a bet down, 10, 20, 50, 100 bucks and cheer for the Zags to win or get through a few rounds and make some money there. If you want to win your pool, if you think Gonzaga is a good team, great. But, you know, don't just blindly pick them. And I think a lot of people get caught up in this, and more so the Blue Bloods, when I say the Blue Bloods, the historic powerhouses, Kentucky. They've had a bit of an off year coming in not exactly hot. Virginia, and much as I said, you can maybe take them to run. They're a four seed, known to not do well in the tournament. Tennessee, okay, had a good year. Everybody loves, if you're a college basketball fan, to fade or not take Rick Barnes and Tennessee. They're a number four seed in the East. So they've got a pretty good chance of going a few rounds in this tournament. But they traditionally don't do well in the big dance. Michigan State, the Big Ten has been down for a few years. The conference in general this year is down. In the tournament, they've been down the last few years. Tom Izzo, I think, is one of the best coaches ever. Has he lost his mojo, lost his ability to coach? Absolutely not. But his last few years in March have not been well. And you'll hear a lot of this. Oh, I'm taking Sparty. I'm taking Michigan State Spartans to go a few rounds. No, don't bet against Izzo in March. Bet against him this year in March. I'm betting against him. You know, he's had some great runs. Draymond Green ain't walking through the door to save his team this year. I don't think they're as deep as he's had in the past, and I don't think they're going to do all that well. They're 7 seed in the East. They face USC in the first round. I've got them winning that game, but they could lose. And then they walk into Shaka Smart and Marquette. Get by that. They got Kansas State or Kentucky probably. I don't see them getting by any of those guys. Maybe USC in the first round, as I said, I've got that pick. Point is, don't just take the Blue Bloods. Kansas, they're a number one seed. If you like them, okay, take them. I mean, I've got them going quite far and doing quite well. But they've got their coach, Bill Self, who apparently had a heart attack in the last couple of weeks. He's back with the team. Is he going to be on the bench? Is he going to be coaching? First few rounds, they should be able to get through. But when they get, Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four, if they get there, is he going to be up to snuff? Is he going to, if he's not coaching, are they going to be able to play at the high level without him there? Duke, the ultimate blue blood. Okay, I've actually got them going quite far. But a lot of people have them losing to Oral Roberts in the first round, you know, the trendy pick. I think their coach, John Shire, took over a great situation that Coach K left in. Great recruiting class, stumbled out of the gates, super hot down the stretch. I think they're a good team. But don't just blindly bet Duke. You know, Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State, Virginia. If you just blindly go with those guys, I think you're in trouble. Understand who the teams are. Understand their strengths and weaknesses coming in. And you know what? This doesn't take hours and hours of research. Listen to my pod. Listen to a couple other pods. Do a little bit of research. Just don't blindly take them. And the fifth and final tenet is accept that luck is a huge factor and have some fun with this. So I've given you my strategies for how I think you should win and what you should do and what you should look at. But you got to accept and understand this year of all years, there could be a lot of upsets. There could be, and I don't mean crazy 16 over 1, 15 over 2, and those guys running a few rounds. I just mean who's going to be in the finals. You know, Purdue seems to be a flawed team. They're a number one. Kansas, with their coaching questions, they're a number one. Houston has never really been able to do it and get through, although they've got a good-looking team. They're a number one. Alabama, well, if you follow Alabama, and if you don't, I highly recommend you do. They've got some off-court issues with a little murder rap on the best player in the country and the best player on their team. That's only going to be amplified. You know, these guys are young, teenage, early 20s kids playing a game. And when they get a national spotlight under the intense media pressure and some off-court stuff like that comes to the forefront, you may be listening to the show and not have a clue what I'm talking about. If Alabama rolls, and I think they're going to go a few rounds, actually. I actually haven't gotten getting to the final. They're going to be under some crazy media pressure, which you can't factor in. And that's the luck thing. Okay, so have some fun. Realize luck is a huge factor. Don't stress out about it too much. Fill out your bracket and have a blast in the next 3 weeks, because this is the best tournament in sports, if you ask me. So hope you enjoyed my five tenets. Hopefully you got something from that. Now what I'm going to do is I'm quickly going to roll through my bracket. I'm not going to give a lot of analysis on the games, the teams too much, because we're moving a fair bit of time. A lot of already here. I want to give you my thoughts and who I'm thinking. Oh, we're going to start in the South, where we have Alabama facing Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I've got Bama winning that one. That's a 116. The next game, number eight, Maryland at number nine, West Virginia. I don't like Maryland on the road. Don't like the Big Ten in the conference at all this year. So I'm taking the Mountaineers of West Virginia to advance. Number five is San Diego State versus Charleston, who's number 12. This is a trendy upset pick. I think this could be a good game, but I've got San Diego State. I just think they're too solid on both ends of the ball. Number four, Virginia versus number 13, Furman. Also a trendy upset pick. Virginia plays really slow. If Virginia gets behind in a game, they have a real tough time closing the gap. I just think they're too good. Furman had a good year. I've got the Cavaliers advancing, Virginia winning. Number six, Creighton versus NC State. I debated NC State. Everybody's down on NC State. Everybody's down on the ACC. I think they're getting a bit of a bad rap, but I like the way Creighton's been playing, so I'm taking Creighton. Baylor over UC Santa Barbara, number 3 versus 14. I've got Baylor Bears moving on there. Number 7, Missouri versus number 10, Utah State. This is my first upset. I'm taking Utah State. The Aggies are actually going to be favored by, I think they're favored by about 2.5 points. So you have to realize when they put the bracket together, the selection committee, it's not just about ranking the teams 1 to 64. It's also about where they're playing. They've got to have the favorites closer to home. They can't put a lower seeded team in a home court. They don't want to have teams matching up against teams in their own conference in the second or third round. So they kind of mix and match things. So you get the odd game like this where you see a number 7 Missouri come in as the underdog against the number 10 Utah State. I debated this back and forth. I actually like the way Missouri's been playing, but I'm going to go with Utah State here. And then the last in the first round is number 2 Arizona at number 15 Princeton. And this is an easy win for the Wildcats. So the next round, I've got Bama versus Virginia. I'm taking Alabama there. San Diego State versus Virginia. Sorry, Alabama versus West Virginia. I've got Bama winning that. San Diego State beating Virginia in the next round. Creighton versus Baylor. I've got the Baylor Bears pulling that one out. And Utah State versus Arizona. I've got Arizona, as they look quite strong, winning that. Then I've got Bama over San Diego State and Arizona beating Baylor. So I've got the number 1 Alabama Crimson Tide versus number 2 Arizona Wildcats in the South Final. And I've got Bama winning that to advance to the Final 4. Going down to the East Regional, number 1 Purdue faces the winner of Texas Southern and Farley Dickinson. Fairly Dickinson, who played tonight. Don't really care who wins because I've got Purdue winning that one. Number 8 Memphis versus number 9 Florida Atlantic. I've got, this is going to be a good game. A tough draw for FAU. FAU, I think, should have been probably a 7, maybe 6, 7 seed. They had a really good run. I wouldn't be surprised they win, but Memphis is playing as well as anybody. So I've got Memphis winning in the second round. Number 5 Duke versus number 12 Oral Roberts. A very trendy upset pick here. I'm not on it. I like Duke, and you're going to see in a minute I've got them going on. Pains me to say, because I've got some buddies who are huge Duke fans, but it pains me to say I got them going a few rounds. Number 4 Tennessee versus number 13 Louisiana. The Volunteers win this. A bit of a trendy pick there, and that's just everybody's fading the coach of Tennessee, Rick Barnes. Yeah, he hasn't had tournament success. Yeah. I've got them losing next round to Duke, but they're going to get through this one. Number 6 Kentucky versus 11 Providence. The Wildcats move on there. Number 3 Kansas State versus Montana State. Tough draw for Montana State, but I've got Kansas State moving on. Michigan State versus USC. Debated this one back and forth. Kind of a coin flip here, but I'm going to go with Sparty to move on. No, it's not because Tom Izzo and March. I just think they're just a better team in the Pac-12. As much as the Big Ten with Michigan State was down, I just don't really traditionally trust the Pac-12 in the tournament. Number 2 Marquette is against number 15 Vermont, and this should be an easy win for Marquette. So moving on to the next round, I've got Purdue versus Memphis. I've got Purdue winning that game. I could see that a lot of people on Memphis, and I debated this too. Everybody's down on Purdue. Purdue, you know, are going to choke in the tournament. I don't know. I think with their big man, Zach Edey, Memphis won't have an answer for that. A guy who's figured out his foul troubles. He doesn't have the foul troubles he had his first couple years in college, and he is a dominant force. So I've got Purdue beating Memphis. I've got Duke number 5 over number 4 Tennessee in the second round. Kentucky versus K-State. I've got Kansas State. Kentucky's a 6. Kansas State's a 3. I've got Kansas State winning. Number 7, Michigan State versus Marquette. I've got number 2, Marquette winning. Then we get Purdue versus Duke, a 1 versus 5 matchup. I've got Duke moving on, upsetting Purdue. Kansas State number 3 versus Shaka Smart and number 2, Marquette. I've got Kansas State moving on here. Then I've got Duke versus Kansas State in the East Regional Final. And I've actually got K-State moving on to the Final 4. So K-State coming out of the East for me. Back up to the Midwest. Houston versus Northern Kentucky. Tough draw for Northern Kentucky. I was kind of hoping they were going to get a 14 or 15 and maybe pull out an upset for the Horizon League, but ain't going to happen. Houston will roll here. Iowa versus Auburn. An upset here. I've got number 9, Auburn. Again, in the pool I run, I get a bonus point for upsets. I actually just like Auburn straight up here. And as I said earlier, traditionally a slight advantage, a little over 51% of the time the number 9s win. So I've got Auburn winning as my second 9 over 8. I also have West Virginia in the South region. But Auburn beating Iowa. Miami against Drake. Trendy upset pick here, too. Drake's a good team. Tough draw here. In Miami, everybody said they're in the ACC. They're overrated, a little flawed. Perhaps. But I've got them beating Drake. Indiana versus Kent State, another trendy pick. A lot of people think Kent State and Drake are meeting in the second round. I don't. I might switch this, but right now I'm on Indiana winning. Number six, Iowa against number 11, Pittsburgh. And I just like the way Pitt's been playing. They've been playing really well lately. And they won last night to get in as 11 seed. And I'm going to take them over Iowa State here in an upset. Number three, Xavier versus Kennesaw State, making their tournament debut. And I'm taking the X-Men of Xavier. This should be, I think, an easy win. Texas A&M, number seven against Penn State. Penn State qualified yesterday, not Pittsburgh. I still like Pittsburgh to win. A&M against Pitt, number 10, Penn State. I like A&M. I like Buzz Williams. I like the way they've been playing. I've got them going a couple rounds, actually. Number two, Texas over Colgate. Texas wins that one easy. So in the next round, Houston versus Auburn, I've got Houston moving on. Number five, Miami versus number four, Indiana. I've got number five, Miami moving on. Number 11, Pitt against number three, Xavier. I've got Xavier winning that one. Number seven, Texas A&M against number two, Texas. A huge in-state battle. And I actually got A&M moving on in a bit of an upset there. So we go Houston, Miami. I've got Houston winning. And Xavier versus A&M. I've got A&M again with Buzz Williams. They struggle to score, but, man, they can play defense. So I think defense travels, certainly in a tournament like this. And I've got them beating Xavier. So in the Midwest final, I've got Houston versus A&M. And Houston versus A&M. I've got Houston. I was debating putting A&M, but I've got Houston in the Final Four. So winning the Midwest region. The final region in the West, I've got Kansas over Howard. Tough luck, Howard. You had a good year. Congrats. I think you're going to get walloped here. I think this spread is north of 20, and I'd probably be on Kansas. Number eight, Arkansas versus number nine, Illinois. I'm going to let me down the last few years in the tournament, and here is my don't go with your heart, don't go with your blue bloods, don't go with that. So I'm on Arkansas. This will probably be the year Illinois pulls out the win with my luck. But number eight over number nine. Number five, St. Mary's against number 12, VCU. A lot of people are on VCU, and I might be still, but for right now, I've got St. Mary's beating VCU. Now, you know what? I'm changing that. I'm going VCU. Changing on the fly here. I'm going VCU at number 12. That's my biggest upset. Number 12, VCU over St. Mary's. Next game, number four, Connecticut versus number 13, Iona. I've got Connecticut winning this game. TCU, number six, versus the winner of Arizona State, Nevada, which is being played tonight. I've got TCU no matter who wins. I think I'm on ASU, Arizona State, to win tonight, but I've got TCU. TCU is a scary team. They can win it all if they put things together. Don't have them going that far. I've got them winning this game, but they're a team to watch. If you want an upset pick, a trendy upset pick, maybe, as I said, you're in one of those big office pools at 100, or not office pools, a big national pool, 150 people and above. TCU is the kind of team I could see them getting Final Four, maybe the championship game. That could be a flyer to take for you. Number three, Gonzaga versus Grand Canyon. Gonzaga, who is as hot as anybody, I believe, right now, wins that one. Number seven, Northwestern out of the Big Ten goes to play Boise State. I like Boise State a lot, and I'm on this upset. I'm on Boise State winning over Northwestern. UCLA, the number two seed, faces UNC Asheville, who had a great run. Unfortunate draw here. If they were 13 or 14, I might have looked at them on an upset, but I've got to go with the Bruins at UCLA. So the next round, I've got Kansas, number one, versus Arkansas, number eight. We're going with the Jayhawks. VCU, number 12, against Connecticut. I've got number four. I'm going with Connecticut, number four. TCU, the Horned Frogs, as much as I just said I like them, fortunately, I wanted to take them a few rounds, but they're running into the Zags, the number three seed. I've got Gonzaga winning over TCU in the second round. Number 10, Boise State. Not going to have much of a Cinderella run, but they'll give UCLA a game, but they're going to lose. UCLA advances. So I've got Kansas number four against UConn. I'm taking Kansas to get to the West final. And Gonzaga number three against number two, UCLA. And I'm taking Drew Timmy and the Zags to get to the West regional final. So I'll put Kansas versus Gonzaga. And I've got Kansas winning. So my final four, you want to see some chalk? Well, here it is. I've got on the one side, Alabama versus Kansas State. That's a number one versus number three. On the other side, number one, Houston versus number one, Kansas. I've got Bama getting to the final. I've got Kansas beating Houston in the final. And I've got Kansas winning. And my score is 74-70 because I have to pick a total. All of this is to be determined, subject to change, but right now I've got the Kansas Jayhawks beating the Alabama Crimson Tide in the finals. Alabama beating K-State in one game in the Final Four, and Kansas beating Houston in the other game in the Final Four. So hopefully enjoyed my five tenets of March Madness. Hopefully there's some value there. Remember tenet number five, luck is a huge factor. So have some fun, fill out your bracket. If it's a smaller pool, go chalk. If it's a massive pool, take some upsets and run with them. Either way, have fun. Can't really say Rock Chalk Jayhawk on this podcast because I've never been a Kansas fan. But if they're going to show me some money, I might be saying that in a few weeks. So Kansas over Bama is who I have. Do I feel confident in that? No, but I got to pick someone. Sure, I feel confident. I mean, I've been thinking about this for a few days, so I'm definitely confident in that. But that tenet number five, luck may rear its ugly head and blow up my bracket early. As long as Duke doesn't go down early, I think I'd be all right. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully you got some thoughts, some ideas, and some valuable information. Again, follow me on Twitter at Doug_Reed. And if you haven't already, check out our website at sportsethos.com. Ton of valuable information there across every major sport, from podcasts to articles to packages for wagering, packages for DFS, packages for fantasy sports. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you, no doubt, throughout the tourney. Go Jayhawks. Ugh, that's tough to say.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.